I'm going to. So, Kathy, whenever you're ready.
Wonderful. Thank you, Joe. Okay. Good evening, everyone. I'm calling this Back Bay Architectural Commission public hearing to order at 5 p.m. on February 14th, 2024. You may participate in this hearing by going to our Zoom meeting link in our agenda posted online at https www.boston.gov public notices 160-893-61 or by calling 301-715-8592 and entering ID 996-7214-6931 hashtag. You may also submit written comments or questions to backbayac@boston.gov. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, we are conducting this hearing online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Back Bay Architectural Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you're calling in and cannot use the platform, you may press star 9 to raise your hand, or you may send your questions to staff via email at backbayac@boston.gov. Public comment will be limited to 2 minutes per person and should be focused on a project's exterior architectural features, which include landscaping. Issues related to use, street traffic, and noise are outside of the commission's purview.
Okay, I'll do the roll call of commissioners, I believe, who are present. We have John Christensen, Gina
Yes.
Dimitriadis, Kathy Connor, David Sampson, Tanvi Nayar, Susanna Gaspar, Rob Weintraub, and Tom High. Have I missed any commissioners? No. Great. All right. So, Kathy, I think we can go to our first application.
That sounds great. Our project is 24.0680. It's 121 Newberry Street. Is there someone here for 121 Newberry Street, please?
Yeah, I think Jennifer, are you here? Jennifer and Gabby?
I'm here. Sorry. Yes, we are here. We're both here.
Okay. Anyone else from your team?
It should be Jamie Corsiglio. Is here as well.
All right, so what I will do, I'm going to read my staff comments and then I will control your presentation. So the staff comments are as follows. Staff notes that 121 Newberry Street is a four-story stone row house built circa 1873. The building was converted into commercial use in the mid-20th century, and its lower stories have been significantly altered. It should be noted that this property is located within the commercial area of the district, which allows for flexibility for addressing the special needs of businesses. The work being reviewed is limited to widening the rear egress door and replacing existing metal railings at the front entrance to the lower level space. The rear mechanical equipment replacement and installation of louvers was approved as an administrative review approval item at the November 8th, 2023 public hearing. So I apologize, I had advertised that as a change, so it may have confused some people. The
No
applicant
worries.
has revised its design of the front entry handrails based on feedback received from the Neighborhood Association of the Back Bay. So I will turn it over to our presenters. All right, Jen.
Okay, so the big request was to make the space accessible. And we were able to do that through the rear of the building by increasing the width of the doorway and providing an accessible egress from the back of house to the front of house that is aesthetically pleasing and of the same design level that the sales space is. And when we do that, we had to, I think the existing door had a metal piece above a metal transom. So we're proposing to just widen the door and infill the upper portion with brick in the same color and match the adjacent finishes. So that's the existing elevation. And there's the new. And we're adding the push button, the accessible push button to the rear as well. And the front, we were requested to make the handrails compliant. So they currently don't meet the right extensions at the top and the bottom of these steps. And we had proposed something fairly simplistic initially, and the review board had asked us to possibly entertain something more matching the vernacular architecture. And so what we're resubmitting is something a little more ornate and that has a little more detail, but that still meets all of the code requirements for dimensional constraints.
Are you matching the handrails nearby?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not flat on top.
No, it has a profile. Extrusion
same
has a profile.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's very similar.
Yeah, you can buy those, that, you know, these things.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah, we want to pick something that's not like super custom, that but that matches the vernacular architecture. So, yeah, we thought that was an easy solution.
Is also, are you replacing all three handrails in the same style?
Yes, there's actually three on the front main steps, and then as you go down, there's two more.
Yeah, because in your photograph, it shows three, and your original drawing showed replacing all three with what you were proposing. So you are still proposing that with this new design.
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm. That's much better. Thank you.
I know this is terribly nitty gritty, but I think ADA requests you to have a 1 foot long extension that's flat. So just be mindful that your downward slope doesn't start earlier.
Doesn't start before the 1 foot. Yeah.
Yeah, right, right. It's not, I mean, I think it will be beautiful, but just, yeah, keep that in mind.
Yes, we'll triple check that we have 1 foot flat.
Joe, isn't the transom over the rear door original?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, Rob, I that's been so butchered back there. I don't think that.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, there's a lot of you can see around here too, and you know,
yeah, it was hard to tell what was happening before, and there's a steel lintel across the whole top, so it's hard to even tell what was there originally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To on the back though, just a couple of questions, and
sure.
I believe you have a fire ladder coming down, and you're going to be modifying that.
We're working with the landlord to ensure that that meets the current requirements.
Okay.
And that it's pulled down.
And that sort of brings me to the second question. I know that this does not include the mechanicals. But I do hope now. Are you working with a new owner?
Yes.
Because this property changed hands at the end of January. So
yes.
You're working with AGM. AGM.
Yes, Anakin? We are.
Okay. I would really encourage you to see what you can do to clean it up back there, because it's really messy. And
it is. Yes. And we're hoping all these phone boards, these three devices that are on that like wood piece to the left of the door, we're hoping they're like old phone boards, and we're hoping to remove them and then get rid of the plywood and kind of expose the original brick and clean up whatever else we can. So we are working on that.
Right.
This does back onto Commonwealth Avenue buildings.
Yes, it does.
And yeah. So this is very visible to people that are living in those buildings, and particularly if they're in the rear. So this is their view.
Yeah. We'll let the landlord know to see if they can clean up any of the other things. Obviously, you know, the other devices aren't part of our space. Even the ones that were asked of us to move aren't part of our space. So we're trying to coordinate that and see if we can.
And do you said it show you show 2.6 wide for a frame?
2.8.
2.8.
It should be, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, does that give you the width that you need?
Yes, we should.
You show 2.8 there?
Yes, yep.
Okay, I didn't
it's
see
it. Hard to read. Okay. It's hard to read.
I saw 2.6, but yeah. Okay, so 2.8, great. That's good.
May I ask you about landscape? Do you need to make any changes to the approach to the store? I saw two cars parked, but I'm not sure what else is happening. So is there any other modification that you need to do to get people in a wheelchair for this door?
Yes, so we're providing, the tenant will actually be leasing the two parking spaces, and we're going to provide a 36-inch wide demarcated path with diagonal markings. And then we'll also demarcate the path, the clear access required in front of the door for entry in the plans and on the parking.
Make sure that you've got the right width by the time you open the door to meet the handicap.
Will do. Yeah, the clear, the 32-inch clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. That gives us the 32-inch clear when the door is at 90 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay, Rob, thank you. Let's go to public hearing. Comments, excuse me. Members of the public will now have, Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use a platform, you may press *9 to raise your hand, or you may send your questions to staff via email at backbayac@boston.gov. Public comment will be limited to 2 minutes per person and should be focused on the project's exterior architectural features, which include landscaping. Issues related to use, street traffic, and noise are outside of the commission's purview. Do we have any public comment?
Yep, Serge Savard.
Yes, good evening, Commissioners. Joe, we did have Serge Savard, co-chair of the NAB Architecture Committee. We had a chance to see this presentation last week, and we're very pleased with the change of the railing for the front. We think these are more appropriate, and I'm happy to hear that they will also have a normal profile that we have with our railing. In the back, we don't have any objections to the change to the door. We are also happy to see that they will be tried to clean the telephone cords. But if during the change of the fire escape, if for any reasons the air conditioning that was previously approved in an administrative approval would be moved, the committee felt that it would probably be interesting to explore the possibility of putting it on the ground and maybe fencing it to have it less visible in case it couldn't stay there. But right now it was already approved there, and but we're not contesting that. But in the future, if that condition heat pump unit would need to be moved because of the modification they're doing to the fire escape, we would like this to be considered as a, and we would be happy to work with the applicant on this. Thank you.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you, Serge. Any others, Joe? I didn't see any momentarily, but maybe something's popped up.
No, that's everyone.
All right. Well, let's go back to the motion then, Rob.
My motion is for approval as submitted.
Second.
All right, and I will note that Ethel McLeod has joined us about 2 minutes ago. So, John Christensen?
Yes.
Jeannie Dimitriadis?
Yes.
Kathy Connor?
Yes.
David Sampson?
Yes.
Tom B. Nayer?
Yes.
Susanna Gaspar?
Yes.
Rob Weintraub?
Yes.
Tom High?
Yes.
And Ethel McLeod?
I'll abstain, Joe. Sorry for being late.
No problem. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Yes.
Great. All right. Thank you, everyone.
All righty. So, Joe, just looking at the overview, it looks like 150 Beacon has been removed from the agenda. So shall we move on to administrative review, or are we going to go into the advisory?
Yeah, let's do the advisory.
That's a great idea. Terrific. So as far as 42 Newbury goes. Is there someone here for 42 Newberry Street, please?
Yeah, if you could raise your hand who is here to present. Make sure I see. All right. Is there anyone here to present for 42 Newberry? I think. Stan, are you here?
Joe, who are you looking for?
I thought it was Stan. But no,
it's Stan.
Stan the man.
Yeah.
Stan is not the Hi. Man tonight.
I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yep. There you are.
I apologize. I was trying to unmute myself, but it was saying the host had to unmute me.
Yeah, I just did.
Frantically looking for the raised hand. So my apologies.
No problem. Stan, is there anyone else you'd like me to make a co-host?
Sure. Juliana is here from Omega Swatch, from the brand. Just to listen in, I think I will be kind of doing the presentation, but she's checking up on me.
Who's her last? I don't see her here.
Jay Dewey. I believe that's Juliana. She raised her hand.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. So I have a few comments. And again, everyone, this is an advisory review. And I'll start by reading my comments. Staff notes that 42 Newberry Street is one of several storefronts within the property known as 38 to 46 Newberry Street, a Georgian Revival style commercial building completed to the designs of Henry Bailey Alden in 1928. This particular storefront that we're reviewing today is taking a portion of the space formerly occupied by Brooks Brothers. Research submitted by the Neighborhood Association of the Back Bay, NAB, and also from Tom High, Commissioner Tom High, suggests that the storefront that we'll be reviewing is original to the 1928 construction of the building. The current storefront to the east, currently occupied by Van Cleef and Arpels at 40 Newberry Street, was altered in 1988, 2000, and 2018, and maybe even before those dates. It should be noted that this property is located within the commercial area of the district, which allows for flexibility for addressing the special needs of businesses. So in your comments, I did, and I updated it this morning, include some of the design guidelines for the commercial area of the district that I believe apply to this project. So we have under facade changes, retention of historic facades is generally encouraged, except as specified in these guidelines. The covering or removal of original facade elements, including columns, pilasters, fenestration, arches, lintels, decorative features, is generally discouraged, except as discussed elsewhere in these guidelines. And then under existing storefronts, remodeling of existing non-original storefronts is allowed, provided that the remodeling is compatible with the overall architectural character of the building. Existing major architectural features are given recognition, and the original architectural detailing within the storefront area is retained as much as possible. In such instances, good contemporary commercial design may be appropriate if complementary in scale and material with the original facade and with the facades of the neighboring structures. And then under display windows, it is intended that the original rhythm of bays, entrances, fenestration, and decorative elements be retained. And this has been, the reason we're having an advisory review is that I did, and I thank the applicants for meeting with me. It's an unusual circumstance. And from the neighborhood of the Back Bay research, they were able to find this 1930s advertisement of Brooks Brothers. So we have, this is Newberry Street here. We have Berkeley Street here. And you get a glimpse of the area that we're going to be talking about and focusing on, which from this illustration is pretty good evidence that you had this storefront repeated into this taller section of the building. Tom High had forwarded this picture to me, and it's all, you know, anytime we deal with historic images, you always wish, why couldn't they just push the camera down a little bit so we can see the full first story? And what, you know, ideally it would be great to confirm with a photograph what existed originally in this area. Again, we have that advertisement. Here are the two bays we're going to be talking about tonight that indicate that they are probably as designed as they look today. So prior to Van Cleef & Arpels, we had the Cartier storefront. Here are the two bays we're going to be focusing on tonight. And here, again, this is a more recent image showing Van Cleef & Arpels. You have the smaller portion of the building here, and then these are the bays that we're dealing with. So, you know, we're dealing with a situation where you have this storefront that has been altered several times since construction, and then in all likelihood, that these bays here, these five bays, are probably as they are when they were constructed in 1928. So with that, I will, Stan, do you want to present? You can be able to share your screen so you can control your presentation.
Absolutely. I just wanted to say, oh, okay.
Go ahead and, you know, I'll stop sharing so you can.
Okay. I just wanted to say one thing. Thank you for that. And my comment was originally, we were trying to understand that although Brooks Brothers did take up the whole first, almost the whole first floor of the both buildings, we were under the impression that the lower volume and the taller volume have since been separated and they have went back to two separate buildings. I think it was that Brooks Brothers knocked through the one smaller volume building to take over the space next door as they grew. And then kind of that became the store of itself, whereas Van Cleef & Arpels and what we consider our two storefronts were of a separate building, although maybe constructed at the same time. Obviously, it looks to be at the same point and evidenced by the photos. So I think we had a little bit, that's where we were confused, if you will, a little between the two buildings, and that Van Cleef & Arpels were allowed to kind of impart their brand onto the facade. So that being said, I will share. But we did. So this was our original presentation showing the Van Cleef & Arpels, the two storefronts that we are looking to modify for the Omega brand. Just a close-up view with the fan light and the transom and the window panes. And we did, I'll just go to the rendered view. This was the original proposal. And being that this is an advisory review, we did receive comments back from the commission. And in speaking to Omega Brand and corporate and headquarters, we kind of understood your point and in the respecting the context of the building and of the arch and of the fan light. So if it's okay, we kind of try to do another version of rendition of what we think might be more in keeping to the context of the building. And I don't know if we want to touch on this first, and then maybe if we have a minute to look at what we're thinking now that's more in keeping to the facade and trying to marry the two between the fan light and the half round transoms. I don't know.
Well,
that's okay, or?
Yeah, I would do that.
It'll be fine.
Okay. Because, you know, we understood where you were coming from and what you didn't like, if you will, about the facade. So we tried to take another stab at it.
And again, Stan, this is the first time. So those comments that I sent to you, those are from the Neighborhood Association of the Back Bay. They were public comments. So this may be the first time that most of our commissioners have seen this. So really, you've only received my feedback from when we met initially, and then the public comment that I received that I have shared with the commissioners.
So should I spend a second to discuss?
I would, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, at least to show, please do, yes.
Yeah, where you started and then where you are now.
Yes.
Yes. So, well, this is the second, yes, but we are here. Let's just say we're here. And then where we are now, trying to move in that direction based on, I sure. apologize for the.
And I will say, Stan, thank you, because, we did meet at a staff level and I appreciate the fact that you took my comments and incorporated them. So, thank you for doing that.
Yes. So we have what we're looking at here is the rendered colored version of the Van Cleef and Arpels that we saw in the photos. And then our two window bays is what we're looking at. So our intent is to maintain the granite and the limestone and the base and the pillars and kind of the architecture of the whole first floor and really create an infill for our two storefronts. That being, we try to mimic the... At least, we were thinking we were trying to go with what Van Cleef and Arpels a little bit, the context of our surroundings, and try to do the same double door with the window panes. Obviously, we have a smaller opening, so we are limited in that sense, with the black of the aluminum cladding. And then above is the Omega stone paneling and the red Omega lettering, which is brand specific. Around the country, which is really their logo and kind of their brand colors. This was another version where we tried to do a different logo. The first one was more in keeping with this horizontal band, staying with the same heights and widths. And then this is actually the more standard, if you will, Omega logo that we wanted to show as an option. Just kind of the signage, the lettering, acrylic with brass edges. This is the Omega handle, if you will, at the door, just some details and colors of it. This is a location in San Francisco where we had to do a similar presentation. There's the plaque. This is that a color, kind of that Omega stone, if you will, and then the red lettering with halo and a black storefront. So we were just trying to show you.
Could I ask you for a second to go back to the original elevation and describe what's happening on the right-hand side bay? I knew what was happening there with the various frames inserted into each other.
This is the original elevation. This would be the two storefronts, and I can go to photos. This is it in...
Yeah, it really would be helpful, and I know you don't have it there, but to always view this in the context of the total building, which is the three-story plus the eight-story, the way it was designed. Because when you just look at the one, you're not getting what the architect saw and what the public would see.
Okay. I did that in the new presentation.
Yeah, I know you don't have that now.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go to the new presentation.
Absolutely. Okay, so, well, this is what we are trying. So we're trying to keep the aesthetic and design of the existing storefront while incorporating some of the brand elements, particularly the Omega stone, as well as the Omega lettering. So if we do, we try to maintain the storefront, the fan detail. We are recreating the glass transom. Our intent is to route that out of the stone so that it still mimics the design and the intent of the glass, but has a backdrop for the Omega lettering. Also, we can take it one step further with the Omega stone on either side, trying if we want to continue and kind of mimic these reveals. That's an option that we have discussed. And then we are incorporating The thing is, we have specialty glazing, bulletproof and burglar proof, that is gets up to a 1 inch thick. So unfortunately, I don't know that we can, without completely destroying the original woodwork, be able to substitute and inlay our glass spec detail, as well as the stone, because it is a thicker panel. So our proposal is that we would essentially try to mimic, recreate within the brass framing, but incorporating the elements necessary for kind of Omega security and also their brand identity in keeping with the original design.
What is the Omega stone? What are you, when you're referring to that?
The Omega stone is this light gray creamish panel stone.
We that can, part of your image?
I'm sorry, do you see it on my screen?
I do.
This is yes, this is the same one.
Your corporate logo or?
The corporate logo is there. It's yes, the corporate logo.
You don't
is,
need that to be part to for your logo, right?
Yes, we need that for our logo.
See the Omega,
we
and
need
the,
it as a backdrop.
Horseshoe yes. thing, I you know.
So the stone would
I'm
be.
I'm wondering is why that can't, that transom cannot, could not be glass like the adjoining facade.
Right.
I mean, one yes. of the nice things or most distinctive things about the continuity is the glass transom that goes around the building. And that's really a strong element.
I agree. Yeah.
I don't mind you putting the, put Omega, in the glass, make it
oh,
part
yeah.
of it. And do it in the same color.
Yeah, that would, to me, that would make more sense from an architectural standpoint with the rest in the context of the entire building. The glass, the loss of the glass would be noticeable. It's nice to retain the woodwork. And that's very important. But the glass is also would be nice to retain.
Once you go below that, you need something visually to support that arch. And then you can do your glass, I would think, involved. What's over the, why do you have two? What do the two things represent on the right hand side, which is not the entry?
Those are this is showcases behind the glass.
Are you keeping the black stone base that runs around?
Our intent was to swap it out with the Omega stone.
Mm-hmm. I would not recommend that. The Omega stone, what's, I guess I don't understand the relevance of the Omega stone.
I think it's part of their brand. The Omega stone was
not really.
It's
I didn't hear him say that.
Yes, the stone is part of the brand identity. It's at every location in the country.
Are you taking all the glass out around the door on the left and the right sides and put it in? Is your intention to put in that Omega stone?
No, so this we are retaining. The thing is, I can go back to the photo. Maybe that's what's currently there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So our intent is to recreate this in look and feel to match the architecture and the general intent, except we cannot maintain these existing glass panels as well. Well, one, the transom and the sashes kind of interfere with looking into the store, but two, more so from a brand standpoint, is we cannot secure our entrance and kind of for insurance requirements and everything else. This glass most likely is 1/2 inch or 3/8, whereas we have bulletproof glass with, different characteristics for burglary and insurance requirements. So
there'd be one plain piece of glass is what you're saying.
It's a triple laminated glass with two interlayers.
I don't see that problem to me anyway. I mean, it seems, you know, so you have a big panel on either side.
Right. So that's what we're showing. We're replacing this with a large panel on each side, and we're keeping the top, same thing with one panel here with one panel, and replacing it with a glass door with the same panel. And then our intent was to have this be the stone, whereas we can introduce reveals to mimic the same design intent so that we have a backdrop for our logo.
So am I understanding it correctly that you're essentially taking everything out between the stone pilasters and replacing it with replica elements that would support the secure glass and the new stone? So nothing is retained, right?
Correct.
Susanna, you're muffled a little bit. It's very hard to understand you.
I'm so sorry. It's partly my voice, or lack thereof, but I will try to speak up. Anyway, my question was whether basically anything is retained in place, or what I'm understanding is that everything comes out between the stone pilasters, and then and the replica is created that supports the secure glass and the new stone element. So none of it would be the same as what it is today.
But it will be, as I understand it, the wood will be replicating all of the detail of the current wood. Is that correct?
Yes. We were trying to do it out of a brass cladding.
No. So it won't be wood?
No.
Oh, dear.
They want to make it aluminum, Tom.
They could. Just think about aluminum, glass. They can do, you know, they can color it so the color would carry through and the profile.
But can you get all of the detail, the miter or shaping of the features there that we have now? Because look at that. That's a, you know, it's a beautiful piece of construction.
Yeah, that should be, we should imitate that, you know, whether it be in wood or other material, but so that it really matches.
And if you put it, it's not, and I think if we want the panels to remain, is there anything saying that you can't put muttons on top of your bulletproof glass?
The muttons wear on the side?
No, on his bulletproof glass. He's saying he's going to take those panels out.
The mullions.
Right, but I mean, we're also trying to get a view into the store. The muttons are not on this glass pane, which is right next door.
Is that your real estate, right? Or is, yes, that the name?
Yeah, we are both. So this is the one side, this is the other. So okay. The muttons to me didn't seem to be consistent as they goes to the next bay. So we didn't, and we would prefer to see into this.
Yeah,
store.
I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, the true divided light mullions are not consistent with a retail storefront. They're right. Not retail friendly, and therefore our requirement to implement the true divided light mullions would probably force the tenant to walk away from the space because it's not retail friendly. It's not providing enough light and visual effect into the showroom. So it makes sense to remove them, and we've approved that in the past.
I think it's retail thing to do. I mean, as far as the priority is to maintain exactly. The transom and keep that glazed transom, and then, you know, replace the panels there that are mullioned and make those plain.
Yeah, make them serviceable show windows.
Yeah.
But the top, I'd like to see the muttons go back on the top there, that transom.
I don't think you need.
But the muttons are retained if you are on the right hand, the western window, below, even yeah. though they've taken them off on the show windows. And it would be good for the continuity with the rest of the building and the original design to keep them up there.
I agree.
Agreed.
You know, and they're not serving any show window purpose up there.
Right. And they somehow bake in their logo and name up there.
Which well, I think fit.
They can build that right in. I mean, you know.
The problem with the muttons here on the logo is that they would literally block the logo. It would add.
Well, your logo is going to be
on the back. It would be on the backside most likely if it's glass. Or are you saying you would allow it to be on the front?
We should certainly look at that.
We would need to get power through here to power the halo lighting or the back, the front lighting.
And I'm assuming that putting the Omega sign above the, on that skinny transom above the door would not be sufficiently large.
No, that would really limit our presence on the street and not be visible more than a few feet past the store. I think if we look at Van Cleef, I mean, we're a very large departure from the store next door.
I understand that it's a different elevation, different scale, different everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you could integrate that Omega and the corporate symbol into that transomed thing. It can be done,
and just that's what Brooks Brothers did on its building. If you look at the old entrance on the Berkeley Street side, they have their Brooks Brothers symbol and the sheep or whatever it was in the transom.
So it's doable.
But they also have more signage on the stone corner above in large horizontals. They have signage going on this side on here. So that was a secondary sign that we don't have access to in large format that you could see, you know, down the street.
If you do two of your logos there in the transom, you've got a lot of exposure.
Yes. Yeah, so are we saying that it would be on a glass? The intent would be to keep the mullion on a glass.
Yeah, yeah. And it just put the stuff on, same way you did it going through the door.
Yeah. It's
same detail you show, you know?
Yeah. I think you can do it.
I'm going to go back to the colored rendering. So maintain the glass completely up here, but we would need to modify the wood transom to fit. We'd have to modify it.
You've got right there, okay? Instead of the back of that, it's what you have as stone with etching in it to replicate the lines of the original transom, that it's glass, same size, same lighting, but instead of being the stone, it's glass.
Right.
Okay, and the same to the left and the right?
Just keep the glass there with the muttons.
With the muttons.
With the muttons, so that carries through.
Would we be able to recreate this arch and the cornice in the brass finish? Because we
I would leave it as a painted finish.
It should be painted to match the rest of the building.
Right.
And if you need to go below the transom in order to stabilize your heavy glass, side lights, then you have to add something hidden within that transom. But, then you can span across.
And what are we doing at the showcase windows in terms of framing?
You can leave that just glass with no muttons.
Right.
Yeah.
In terms of the perimeter,
maybe the two side lights next to the door could have the muttons remain, but your two show spaces can be without them.
Well, they need the bulletproof glass there. So
I
think from my viewpoint, anything above the transom. So I think that if the transom remains as it is in both of the bays, you have real freedom to do whatever you want below. I think those that rhythm of the five bays is really what is significant for this building. I see no reason why any of the muttons mountains would need to remain below that happy line.
I agree with you, except I wouldn't say anything because I think you want to keep the verticals where they are. In other words, not wipe out the vertical.
Yes. You're right. I mean, arches need their right shoulders.
But we would,
we would ask
if we can then do our storefront below that. If the big,
I would see carrying the granite that exists below
the base,
and then let the your stone, whatever it is, Apollo stone or whatever it is, then so you carry the side mullion that goes that supports the arch. Carry that down, and then you have next to the door a piece of your new granite or Apollo own marble, whatever it's called. What's it called that you like? It's your corporate
Omega stuff. Gray. Yeah.
No, it's the marble Apollo owned.
Yeah, but you have a space around the door. In other words, if you drop that mullion down. And then you can carry the, you can have the stone, whatever the stone was, the marble that exists on the rest of the building, adjoining the, just below the big panel, which gets it up to the height you really want it. And then you can put the, beside that, between the door and the side panel on the bottom, then you can put your Apollo stone. So you get your corporate color in there.
I think we have to look at that and see again in the context of the whole building.
Yeah, he had a picture showing what the existing really was.
Yeah, I could go back.
Yeah.
He had a drawing too, another one.
I mean, the proportion should be replicate the same as the other fan windows, right? Because it looks like in that rendering that it's a little bit larger, like it's scaled up a bit. I would imagine we'd want it to match everything as it wraps around.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, do you see the stone that's next to the door on the base? See how they're, the ground?
It's a little to the left, like it's a little panel. Side. There you go. Like that's the green stone.
Next to that.
The yellow.
Right beside the door.
Right there.
Yep.
So I believe the green stone and the other proposal for this, the cleaned up in this rendering has since been removed. So that is not,
okay.
That has been, there's a separate, I don't believe this is what was approved for the ramp that was under a separate review that starts at our storefront. It goes up to the new entrance at 44 Newberry. I'm pretty sure that this, although it's shown here as green, I'm pretty sure that this was approved to be the same granite. So I don't know that do we have to maintain this green stone?
We've got to maintain the continuity.
But I think it's been broken since
the continuity.
This is why when you come back with the drawings, you should show that exactly. Show that in the colors with the ramp. So that we know exactly what the impact is of what you're proposing. And I think you're moving definitely in the right direction. So
now you could also, if you were to keep the arch like shown without the two things in the center, so that the arch to the right-hand side had a vertical mullion going down to the ground, then I would think you could do your display cases to the left and to the right, and then even in the center if you want it.
Don't play with the dimensions of the arch there, John.
Oh no, well,
the arch needs to look like the ones to the right.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is I think you need a vertical there.
Well, there's no vertical
everywhere.
Now,
right? Yeah,
there's
else.
Currently no vertical now, and we prefer not to add it.
I mean,
I wouldn't.
Pretty minimal.
Yes.
It's an aluminum frame that was definitely done after the fact.
Okay. But are you going to do then what, three large? Are you going to do the side panels to be the scale that's shown there?
Our intent is to do, yes.
Right, like that. And then over on the other one,
and then a large piece of glass.
And you should have the color come down. I think the vertical that John is talking about, you could accomplish with just having the color continue down. I see exactly what you're talking about, John. Now it's the right-hand window that you're talking
about. I'm not sure you need to. To me, if you get your logo, your logo color next to your door, you've done what you really need to do to identify it. So, you know, whatever the base condition is should carry through. However, that's determined what it is. Like, it looks like there's a grill below that.
Can I ask a question about this photo? So are these the same arches? Is it just a photograph that is distorting one to another?
I believe so. Yes, they should
well,
be.
One of, okay. One of
well,
the
no,
right
one is
wider.
One
one
is
one's wider.
One is wider.
Yeah.
He puts there.
Yeah. Okay.
The one on the right was built wider than the one on the left.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, so you.
I have a question about.
You have a piece of glass that's below. I would have three pieces of glass there for mine. And then what you do with your displays, I would do behind it, subservient to you.
I'd like to go back to the signage, if you could, for just a moment, just for some clarification. So, commissioners, you're saying that looking at the transom, which is below this particular rendering here, we see Omega in the semicircle. And you're talking about where the letter, the number 6 is to the left. That's where you're saying you would prefer the signage? Is that the...
No, signage exactly where it is.
Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that.
But instead of stone behind it, keeping glass.
Got it. Thank you. Right. Very much. Great. That. Thank you. I was a little confused on that one. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, to me, that looks pretty good.
Yes.
That's pretty elegant. If you can get that logo in, become part of the transom, that'll be very elegant.
Yes.
And I think, you know, we're talking, you know, high quality stuff. So that's a good thing.
Yes. And then the other question, just to revisit once again, you're talking about, you were suggesting metal instead of wood. The commissioners were mentioning that they felt wood would be better in the sense, or if you could get a material that is going to really show all the detail that is there right now. Is wood something that you would consider?
I guess I have a question for the commission. If we retained the top portion, which seems to be the item that's forefront of everyone's mind in terms of the glass and the transom and the fan light, and we incorporated the Omega logo into the existing upper portion, can we then infill the lower portion, which is the doors and kind of this glass that's here in Van Cleef, with our brass storefront and showcase windows, as
like you've shown it there, right?
Like you've shown. I think that would be a happy medium if achievable.
I would say yes. I could actually imagine detailing it that you put a bulletproof glass behind the existing transom window and then extend that down. So I think there's some solution to how to do this, but I would think that's a really nice compromise. There's so much detail in that wood, you know, there's a little finial or whatever in the middle and so on, that might be just really hard to bring about in any other material.
Are the colors the same?
That was gonna be my next question. Do we need to maintain this yellow color, if you will?
You certainly do on the transoms, on the arch. Because that matches what's next to it. Again, can you show the picture that shows the rest of the building?
Yes.
There we go. Yeah. Whoop, back. Oh, it's there somewhere.
Nope, I'm in the wrong one. Apologies.
Yeah, I think the minimum, the transom would have to remain the same as the rest of the building.
I think so. That's part of the charm, quote.
Right. And then
If you're talking, when you were talking about bringing changing the storefront. If you take a look at the real impact is the transom, but it's going to have an impact also to remove the verticals, if that's what you're talking about. We'd have to see what it looked like. I mean,
we're not
do a rendering both ways.
Yes. So I think what I'm saying is we want to maintain the verticals. We just need to frame, you know, we need to frame it to get our glass in.
Right.
So if we were to retain the wood top and the transom and the glass.
Right.
And then infill the bottom portion to maintain the verticals and the original spacing that's here, just in our brand identity with the brass. And then with our door and our handle and our bulletproof glass and our stone, I think that could be.
We should certainly see what that looks like.
I can see the brass in the door. under the painted transom.
I can see it too. The only thing I question is the stone. I'd love to see a rendition of it.
Absolutely. And is it something that we can send you the stone so you could see it in person? It's hard to render and a photo is a photo, but I don't know.
I mean, we're not there yet. I mean, you know, this is an advisory review.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, when you come back, if you show a drawing with what you just described, retaining the original transoms, retaining the shape of the, but using a different material below, and showing it in the context of both of the entire building, the three-story portion and the eight-story portion, that's going to give us the ability to really know, have you retained what the original architecture was? And I think it might work. I mean, it's... Yeah.
It will.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it could be very elegant. My mind goes to the building on Boylston Street where the office is, your office is, Gasp?
420 Boylston, the Berkeley building.
The Berkeley building. That one time went modern and the whole thing, and then slowly but surely, everybody came back and realized the value of the retail stuff was better in the original form. And fortunate there's a piece left. And that's what now that building really is gorgeous. And this is another one that's like it. The same thing, same lesson is here, I think.
Yes.
I was going to say, I think what'll be important too is also to show what was previously approved, right? In terms of the ramp and everything and the materials.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yes. I have to bother Gensler to see if they'll send it to me, but we will get it.
Okay. Yeah, my hope is eventually when the adjoining people go out of business, that they will want to go back.
Yeah. It would be lovely if they would.
Just one thing about this building, that it seems like that the 5 + 3 bays give us enough variety to assess, you know, like for you to relate to, you know, how many vertical mullions you need on the bottom or how many you actually don't. I think it's actually fairly elegant that some bays just basically don't carry down the verticals. So I kind of still think that if you keep the transom, there's a lot that you can do with the bottom portion and just free it up to a more modern and lighter look.
I think it'll be good when you finish. I'm excited by it.
So are we. We're trying to get there, but we are absolutely excited. We're happy to be on Newbury. Right.
I think what you're proposing could be very elegant, you know, as we're discussing it.
Yes. Yeah. Commissioners, do you have any other comments at this point in time, or do you feel we have been able to give direction that will be helpful?
Joe, what do you think in terms of direction? Have they got it? Joe, are you there?
I was muted. Sorry. I think we've, you know, and I really, you know, thank you for, you know, this was my first time seeing the revisions that really paid homage to the arch and the transom. So thank you. And I do think this is moving in a good direction. I would suggest, Kathy, could we have a little bit of public comment?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Let me just, I'm going to share my screen so we get the, let's see here. Catherine, can you see the script?
Yes, I can.
All right.
All right. Even though this is just a little administrative, we're going to do members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you may press star 9 to raise your hand, or you may send your questions to staff via email at backbayac@boston.gov. Public comment will be limited to 2 minutes per person and should be focused on a project's exterior architectural features, which includes landscaping. Issues related to use, street traffic, and noise are outside of the commission's purview.
All right. I will say I did share, we received 4 written public comment from John Tanker, Jim Berkman, Lori Thomas, and Tanya Zabinsnick. That I did share with the commission. You know, of course, now we've seen a design that they haven't had a chance to view. But with that, I think that's Sue Prindle. Would you like to make your comment?
Certainly, yes. I do think it's definitely moving in the right direction, and I appreciate the commission's work on it. I would like to put a plug in for the green granite base, because I think it is unique to that corner. I think it ties the two buildings together in a way that the storefronts do not. And I would love to see a rendering that keeps it, as well as whatever else the architect would like to present. I also think it stands up well to salt and dogs and all of the other wonderful things that we do to the bases of our buildings on Newbury Street. And so I would like to have a shot at having it kept if possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Serge.
Just unmuted. Thank you, commissioners. Definitely. Also, I will echo what Sue just said. It's really a step in the right direction in terms of design and overall shape. I would say, obviously, we're not all the whole committee has seen this, but I would say that given the level of detail of the transom in wood, I think that even for the purpose that is this for a high-end store where the clientele will come to see this magnificent piece of artwork that is above the door, I think it enhanced the experience that the patrons will actually have in that store. And I think it would be good to keep the wood transom as is. And I would like to see the commissioner maybe comment if they would be painted eventually in the future design when we're going to see it in the color of the brass to match, but as something that just paint, maybe this is something the commissioner could evaluate at that time. But I think also for the base, it would be valuable there to have also the same base. I do think that if we put the glass, if it's possible to actually have additional bracketing or mounting behind the transom to hold the thick glass, that would do. I don't think that in the interior, if we would add additional support for that glass, I don't think it would be a problem as long as we retain the original wood transom, because it's in fairly good shape and it's a beautiful piece of artwork from a century ago. Thank you.
Thank you, Serge. Kate Bido, please.
Hello, sorry about that. Good afternoon. My name is Kelvin Beto. I'm actually the director of construction for the Swatch Group, and I lead all the projects for all the brands for the company. So I was actually just wanted to get some clarification in terms of the transom, because we're being asked to maintain the, I guess, the original details, and we're mentioning having our security glass. But I just wanted to, I guess, get a clarification in terms of the upper portion. And if these are individual pieces of glass with wood framing in between, or this is something that's kind of a one piece of glass with the molding on top. Because I just wanted to bring up that security glass would be very difficult to do in separate panes, and actually does not loses its security, aspect of it if it's individual pieces with wood, because wood obviously is not something that is secure. That's one comment. And the second one is if we were to, let's say, replicate it in the exact same material with steel reinforcement, if that's something that the committee would be open to, just for the security aspect of the storefront.
Let me just ask a question back to you. Assuming that you could retain the wood and the glass, couldn't you put the another layer of security glass on the inside behind it so that it looked exactly the same from the outside, but you had the security from the inside?
This would be in the transom, if you need it in the transom.
Yeah, in other words, if you need security glass in the transom, keep the transom the way it is with the current wood and the current mullions and so forth, restoring it, obviously, and then put a pane of security glass behind it that would be, so it wouldn't be visible from the outside, but it would provide the security that you need.
I mean, yes. That's certainly something that we could look into. I'm just wondering how that becomes, just with the gaps in terms of dust and in general humidity, how that looks. I'm usually the one that brings up all the problems to try to make sure that we look at everything. So I mean, we definitely look at it. I mean, that's something I can see. I'm picturing what you're trying to convey. So I understand, and I believe we could definitely look into it. I'm just trying to see what other details we're missing there that could be become potential issues later on. But definitely something we could take into consideration.
A nice suggestion, Tom, as a solution. So, all right. Any other public comment?
No, I'm not seeing any.
Okay. All righty. So since we don't have to go for a vote on this, commissioners, are you happy with the steps we've taken so far for this evening? And
I'm happy that Joe can carry it on.
Happy to.
Great. All very helpful comments, I think, and it's going to be lovely to have another neighbor on the street, and we look forward to next steps. Thank you very much for the presentation.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Well, shall we move on to administrative approval? Do we have a motion to approve the administrative review?
Motion to approve.
Second. Okay. John Christensen?
Yes.
Gina Dimitriadis? Gina's still here. She may have left.
And she did leave her on 6, so she might be.
Kathy Connor?
Yes.
David Sampson?
Yes.
Tanvi Nayar? Tanvi, are you still here? No. Right. Susanna Gaspar?
Yes.
Rob Weintraub?
Yes.
Tom High?
I have my house on the list, so I'm abstaining.
Okay. And Nathan McLeod?
Yes.
Thank you.
Great. And let's go to the ratification of the February 12th, 2024 public hearing minutes. Do we have a motion to approve?
Sorry, I didn't quite.
January 10th. Kathy.
What was that?
The ratification of the January 10th meeting minutes.
It says 2. It says 2/12, and I was reading it directly. Sorry about that. So, so ratification of the January 10th hearing minutes.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Second.
Great.
John Christensen?
Yes.
Kathy Connor?
Yes.
David Sampson?
Abstain.
Susanna Gaspar?
Yes.
Rob Weintraub?
Yes.
Tom High?
Yes.
And Ethel McLeod?
Yes.
All right.
And Joe, do you have any staff updates?
Just very quickly, you know, it's unusual. We seem to be very quiet in all of our districts with receiving applications. So good news is we're receiving a lot of applications for new signage on Boylston Street and Newberry Street. So that means A lot of the vacancies in the retail spaces seem to be finding new tenants, but for whatever reason, it seems like our residential area of the district is a little quiet. So, you know, I'm probably jinxing ourselves and we'll probably be really busy in the coming months. But anyway, we'll see what happens next month.
All right. It's
kind of the economy, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to.
The perfect example. I talked to my UPS guy. He said he's down 50 to 60%. He doesn't even, he has 4 hours, usually he does 8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So he said, I said, that's a sign of the economy too.
Yep.
Wow. Very, very interesting. So, all right. Well, with that update, shall we make a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Great.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Evening.
Bye.
Happy
Valentine's.
Valentine's Day.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.